Morning, Jenna Goodwin.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're not. Where's my
Super
pen?
good.
Where's my pen?
Oh, I took it. Here's another one.
Poor guy. You
He's
can't
fine.
upset his apple cart. Boy, if you move the pen, he just goes.
There's two pins in there.
I know, but he has this one. See?
Oh, is it the green one?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's green, purple, or orange.
Oh, this one's green.
I'm not even set up yet. Morning, Herb. Good to see you this morning.
I know. I beat you all here.
Yes, you did.
No, we'd been here once. Keith forgot something.
No,
went back to the house.
That's not true.
I was impressed with that. I could not believe I was here before you.
Herb was here.
I know. Herb and I hung out.
All right. Well, very good.
Well, it's Branson Market Days. Let me tell you and your mom, the big sign, the big electronic sign. I read it this morning on the way to Keith's house.
Where is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it is great.
All right. That's
By
awesome.
By your house, Keith.
Oh, that big one over there?
That big one, buddy.
Ooh, doggy.
I know.
All right. I'll drink my coffee. You and Jana can take off.
All right.
Well, Jana, this is six, seven, what, how
it's
many years?
It's seven. I was just telling Herb, it's 7 years.
Now, we haven't done the spring one for a couple of years.
Last year, we did not. Last year, I was kind of figuring out why did we not do last year, and I started going through a list.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my list?
I'd like to know your list. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm so glad you asked because here's the deal. So we had Macy graduated from high school.
Right.
Track. And so I coached track. She was doing track.
Right.
What else? Oh, I had surgery on my elbow.
Ooh, that's no good.
Had COVID.
Yeah.
And so within 2 months, I'm like, you know what? God knew.
Yes, he did.
And
so
I would have lost my mind.
It's back. And ready to go, and we start, we're already getting things out. I heard the sad story yesterday about how he had to work to help get things out.
Okay, look, so you
he
heard
was
that.
Whining. Yes, he was gracious to take me to the copy run office yesterday,
oh.
But he complained all the time. He was losing his sleep time. But you got things started.
Yes.
And Friday will be the big day. 10 o'clock. Tell me all about it.
You're right. Friday and Saturday starts at 10.
Time out. I don't even know about what Market Days is. Keith, I thought you were going to do an interview this morning.
That's what we're talking about.
You said, when is it? It doesn't do. We don't even know what it is.
Just wait there.
Okay.
I'll get there.
This is so embarrassing. He's been with us for 7 years, and he doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't even know. But we start Friday and Saturday,
yes.
10 o'clock at the convention center. Yeah. I hope you're double charging him for being there.
Oh, you know it.
All right. So tell me what it is.
So it is a vendor event, that we end up bringing in over 200 booths filled with boutiques, handmade, vintage items, treats, so much more. There's so many kids things. We're trying to think of the list. We have jewelry. We have someone that's coming in. I'm really excited about. She makes paper goods. And so whether it's invitations, note cards, different things, there's one of our vendors. She has been with us for all 7 years and her daughter has now kind of come in behind her. I want to say her daughter might be 10
wow.
and has her own line of, so it's Mama Lane's but her daughter has now like started her own scents in her bath and body stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Now, do you have a brand new one this year that's never been with you?
Yes, I have. Do you have a question, Daddy?
No, but I would use the word we, not I.
I on where?
You said I have a certain vendor. I thought you and your mother were together. So it'd be
we are definitely together,
so
and
I
I'm sorry
we.
I didn't say I.
We.
Excuse me. We.
Let me re-ask the question. Do you have a vendor that's brand
on
new
just a second.
For this year?
Look, Keith and I do this just fine because I can move, make an expression, doesn't make any difference. On radio, you don't comment on eye rolls, stuff like you
I do every time I come. So
I love this.
That's the other reason I come, because every time I come and Keith encourages me.
Yes, I want to be an encourager.
Thank you so much.
Roll
I appreciate
your eyes
that.
As much as you
Where
want.
Were we with
and
your,
then I will call
with
him
your
out.
New vendor.
You're what? So
What'd you say?
Our new vendor. So
you.
We have a, so everyone loves succulents, and so it's super trendy. But also it's something you can't.
Loves what?
Is that the things you plant in the
succulents,
garden?
Succulents, yes.
Kind of a weird feeling?
Succulents. Yes, it's a plant that, for me, it's a plant that doesn't die.
Oh, God,
and
you
so,
use that.
Herb, did you know what a succulent was? I didn't either,
no,
Herb.
No.
Thank you very much.
I've heard the word.
So speak to the dummies of America like myself.
What's a succulent?
Yeah.
It's a plant that it's a plant that doesn't die.
I thought it was something when you had a good meal at a restaurant. It was succulent.
That's true, too.
No, but we have a succulent bar, and
what?
So that's cool.
What?
It's a succulent bar, and so you can pick out your plant. And then you can pick out your pot, and then she'll help plant it, and you can pick out these little things that go with it. It's super cute.
Well, what do you mean little things that go with it?
Well, I have a sign. I bought one when I saw her a couple months ago, and it says something like, da-da-da-da-da, please don't die.
Huh.
And so it's a little pick that goes in there. And so every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I need to water you.
Is that a hospital gift or something?
No, that's
awful.
Well,
you could give somebody that.
I could. I give people succulents all the time. My friend, I'm giving you one for Father's Day.
All right. Good
job. What's it going to say?
Don't die.
Now, you said you have some treats. And I understand that Poppy's Gone Nuts has wiggled their way in.
He's back.
There's some other things to eat along the way?
There is. Man, I should have had a list of all these things.
No, you don't, Jen. It's much better like this, just kind of off the cuff.
So then I'm like, what do we have?
If you did that, you'd be like Keith and I.
Are they back?
Kilwins is, oh, absolutely. Okay. Kilwins has been with us before we were Brands and Market Days.
Wow.
And so they're amazing.
Oh, they are.
They really are. So we have Kilwins. We have... Fit Fuel, we have a smoothie place that will be with us. We have, the coffee truck is back, or the coffee bus.
And outside? So
it is
in the parking lot.
Indoors, as soon as you walk in the
door.
Yeah, so it's not a food truck per se. It's a coffee bus, and it is called, it's a new name
bus.
Because it went under
new. It's called the Oh Shoot Coffee Bus. Yes.
It's called Express coffee Hydrant, bus. Espresso Hydrant. Brian,
hydrant?
If you're listening, I'm so
minute.
Sorry. It's a firefighter from
hydrant.
Here in Branson.
Hydrant sounds like we're drinking out of the hose. I mean, that's not true.
But that's good because he's a firefighter.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
well,
so.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. So
where are they from?
Branson.
Really?
Yes. So they recently took over a previous business that was at our show last year, but it's now.
A coffee bus.
It is.
I love that. That's great.
It's exciting.
So now, how about the first few people that come in on Friday and Saturday? Do they still get a little swag bag?
They do. Swag bags. First 25 at the south entrance. Dad, you are right. I think Dad feels left out.
Do you want me to give you a real tip?
Yes.
Close your eyes. This program goes a whole lot better.
Oh! Oh, y'all right over there?
I'll be fine.
Of course he is.
I got some things I got to do anyway.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I know about the treats and the succulents, but I don't even know what Market Days is. How did it start?
It told you what it
well,
is.
Well, but I mean, how did it start? Where's it at?
We didn't ask yet how's it started.
Do you think people want to know that still?
Yes. We told where it's at, right?
Yes.
We told when is it? And we told, what was it? Do you remember? Would you tell me what you heard on the radio?
I'm caught up on succulents. Okay. How big are the pots on succulents?
They vary.
You can buy a big one if you want to, or a small one.
How about a small one, just in case?
Well, you're a quick learner, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, I got it. All right.
When did it start?
We told Dave. Seven years ago.
Let me do a little wrap-up here.
Mom and daughter saw craft shows in other areas.
Yes.
Thought you could do a great job here, and you have.
Thank you.
So let me congratulate you on a wonderful activity, Branson Market Days, and it has an admission that is great, and so you need to go. 10 o'clock on Friday and 10 o'clock
See,
on
he's
Saturday.
Talking with his hand.
I'm just checking the time, make sure I'm all right.
We're ish.
Yeah, well, I want to find out if we're still in the ish.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Oh, there's the clock. I see us.
Yeah. 7:14 this morning.
But that doesn't mean anything right now because we got.
All right. I finished my portion. Now it's up to you. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished because I've learned so much this morning that I didn't even know.
Tell me what you learned,
Daddy. I want to hear all your questions.
It's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. Started this morning with 63 degrees. My daughter Jana Goodwin Ingram is here. Jana Ingram Goodwin.
What?
Degrees.
62 degrees. Okay. Can I? You know what I'm getting ready to do? I'm going to go out there, and I'm laying down for you that are coming by on Atlantic Street. I'll be close to the back of my car. If you run over me once, feel free to back up and
back
do it again.
And give it another shot.
And you've been raised better than this, Jenna.
Jenna,
oh my goodness sakes alive!
I love it when you come to visit us.
Oh, thank you.
You understand when she comes to the house?
Oh man, 200 some odd vendors, huh?
No, 200 some odd booths.
Booths.
Some vendors have multiple
booths. Some vendors, booths.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you booths. Have to make sure he's booths. Being accurate.
If you come to my back patio, the inside wall all around is decorated with Branson Market Day stuff. We got
perfect.
Stars. We got a horse head. We got a welcome sign. We got stuff.
See?
So she'll be there.
Ted, I do not doubt that. Kathy does a good job making sure that you get there.
Ted Martin, away tickets?
Absolutely. Okay. Oops. Yes.
How do we do it?
Daddy, yes.
No, you guys are fine.
We're good.
We'll get I was going to say Ted Martin also normally brings his truck.
Yeah, and loads
and he hides it from his Kathy. Yeah. Okay. Hey, it is Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. Jana Ingram Goodwin is one of the partners in the Branson Market Days. Her and her mom. It's funny. Their meetings have moved.
I guess they probably
yeah.
have.
They used to be in the kitchen.
Yeah, but then they got input from the living room.
You are so right, Keith.
I was told in a very nice way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Poppy, we love you.
Yeah, but just show up. Be quiet.
Well, they're not quite that stern, but let us do our planning. I know you have your input, uh-huh. and when the time is right, you can input.
Okay.
Hmm.
Thank you very much, by the way, for allowing CopyRun, our new printing business, to be involved in Branson Market
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely.
My choice is out of the way.
That's right. And one of the things that we did was cut some paper for you, and I asked about it, and he said that your mom, I guess, or the team, is building these big decorations.
What's No. That's an eye thing. Nanny did that by herself.
That's a nanny
I'd thing? Have not okay. seen Jana do anything but move the box of chains.
Okay.
But describe them to her, Jana.
And where did the idea come from? That's pretty cool.
We actually saw it at a church. And so it's just big chains that will hang at one of the entrances. And it's just, she's done a really great job. But it's one of the crazy things that we come up with decorate, make it fun.
Wow. Fun is the name of the game.
Absolutely.
You know what it's like to walk through the house?
With all those chains.
Well, all the chains. And you bring up the chain gang song because that's what I sent Mary the other day. Hey, it is 7:17 in the morning. It's a great morning in Ozark Mountain Country. We do have a lot of fun here at the table. And I'm kidding my daughter because she's our youngest. She's our only daughter. Okay.
Your youngest daughter.
Yeah. She
Thank
is,
you.
She is the only one.
I'm going to use that now.
And ticket giveaways don't always work, Jim. I'm just going to tell you. I was going to tell you off the air. Doesn't always work.
We always beg them from people.
No.
We'll just pretend.
If they don't work, what are you talking about?
Here's the thing. What we'll do is we'll do a ticket giveaway.
Okay.
And we'll say so many people. Do we have like commercial or something coming up?
No,
or
we don't do commercials. This is not
the first half?
We do have a break.
A break, thank you.
Break.
So if we have a break, then we can brainstorm on how we're going to do it. And then we'll pretend if no one calls, we'll be like, oh my gosh, wow, those tickets are going fast.
No,
right?
We wouldn't do that because that'd be deceiving. We don't do that anymore.
But I know if I put it on social media, they'll go super fast. So I know that they'll go fast.
Oh, you know, I
fast.
See what you're saying. I got
So
you.
I know that they'll go fast.
Well, I know we're going to give away three sets of two.
Oh, you are?
Okay. And you gotta be very, very cognizant.
Cognizant?
Yeah, that's like
Where'd you get that big?
That's an idea that never
It's a booth
dies.
Next door to the succulents.
I okay. understand.
Yeah.
Now,
you
way
look at Herb and say,
gone nuts.
Right. Herb's by himself.
Right.
We're not going to work him to death.
Right.
Okay? But if it's three calls, 222, okay, he can handle that. He's done that before. You can watch him.
Name and phone number is all we need.
That's exactly right.
Name and phone number.
And he'll find out if the tickets are here.
Send him D-Bucks in, too.
What?
We'll talk about that later.
Well, I want people to know.
417-334-5532 is the phone number to call. As soon as you hear the break start, then you be one of the first three callers.
Is that
and
how
the
we're
three
doing?
Of you will get stuff. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Then we'll come back and do the Branson Market eBooks separately. Okay.
Separate.
Oh, we are?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll explain that to you. Here,
okay.
How it works.
Because you're in charge. You're basically
I'm pretty good at orchestrating that type of thing.
7:19 this morning on Good Morning Ozarks.
A reminder.
My goodness.
Why don't you do me a favor and let's get that out of the way. The three ticket.
We're going to do that right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
For you, I am.
417-334-5532. Three of you. Call right now. I'm here with Jana Ingram Goodwin with Branson Market Days, and you are always energetic, you're creative, you and your mom have done a wonderful job, 7 years at the Convention Center in downtown Branson, Friday and Saturday, it starts at 10 o'clock, and plan to spend some time, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have food will be there, and so you don't even have to leave for lunch.
Wow.
I know.
Now, you've got some giveaways. You always give things away while you hear them. Are you going to do that again this year?
Yes. And okay. So right now I was thinking about how much. I'm like, oh, we have so many giveaways. So all of our vendors do a giveaway.
Wow.
And so each person has a door prize. So, right. And I'm glad you brought that out, because what we're doing this year is you'll scan a QR code.
And those QR codes are really popular, aren't they?
They're amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, it does so much work for you.
Yep.
So once you scan it, then it goes into a spreadsheet for you.
Yep.
So when you enter each day on either the upper level or the lower level, you can scan a QR code. You can register for a door prize each day and have a chance to win.
Now, the first few folks that come in the south door only on Friday and Saturday, you're going to get a swag bag. What's in there?
Oh, my goodness. Great question, because I've been messaging back and forth with so many vendors, and they just put random items. So each bag is going to be completely different.
Wow.
I know. So it's all from vendors, and we'll also put BMD bucks in, which a BMD buck is money that you can spend basically like cash.
Now, BMD means Branson Market Day.
Exactly.
So how do we get those?
And so, well, that's pretty tricky, because if you show up for the first 25, then
they're in a swag bag.
They're in a swag bag. Okay. And so, and there are different denominations. And some people, absolutely. Cool. Some people might, it goes from 5 to 100. And so, I know. So who knows what you'll get?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Super.
I think it's exciting for the shoppers for sure.
Now, what time do you... Is it over on Friday and Saturday? We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
So make sure you're there before.
So Friday, we're open 10 to 5.
Okay.
And Saturday, 10 to 4.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Friday and Saturday, Convention Center.
Right.
Parking, plenty of that around there.
Absolutely. I would park downtown and take the trolley.
Oh, yeah. That's free.
Yeah. Go there. Go to the landing. Take the trolley. I just want to ride the trolley in general.
Well, it's free, so it's fun.
That's true.
Yeah. Great. Well, we've given away some tickets. How about that?
That's amazing.
Isn't
absolutely.
That's fun.
I want to talk about one of the new things that we're doing this time. Is it's called a selfie spot. And so typically when you come into the show and, you know, you come through the entry or whatever, you'll get a stamp so you can re-enter. But this time we're going to do a selfie spot. So right around from the check-in booth, you'll take a picture with you and your friends that are there. And then if you want to re-enter, then you just show us that picture.
Well, really? Now,
so,
that's
gonna be just
a novel
fun.
Idea. That is kind of fun.
I do have to say it was not our idea. We went to a different show and saw that. And so I have to give kudos to them. But
well, that's okay.
Yeah. So they had a great idea.
Yes, they did.
Let me interject a couple of things.
Okay.
Jump in here, buddy.
Parking, there is a charge by the convention center to park. Okay.
Right.
So,
which is super close parking, which is
makes
nice.
It very nice for those that want to do that. But I don't want anybody to say, "Well, I heard it was free parking." No,
no, we didn't.
You didn't hear it was free parking. No. You heard there was parking.
Right.
But a lot of times when we just say parking, we equate the word free with that. Okay, and that's not the way it is.
No, absolutely.
It's not Market Days charging. That's a convention center.
Exactly.
Any event, they do that. All
absolutely,
the time.
And which is great.
Now, we have two callers. I'm going to speak to them for just a moment. Tell them what they got in addition to their tickets, please.
They got BMD bucks.
Would you tell them what that means?
It means it's just cash that you can spend. So we have different denominations that we give. But a BMD buck is just same as cash. You can go shop one of the vendors, and the vendor will bring us that BMD buck, and we'll give them cash for it.
So the people that just won their tickets in your package would be some BMD bucks. Now, thank you, Herb. We got one more set before 7:30. Phone number is 417-334-5532, and because of the short time frame, the tickets will need to be picked up because it's just a lot better. So I think the last one just
come by
went.
The radio station.
All we need is your name and your phone number, and you'll need to come by and pick them up. That's
correct.
Can I also brag about one of our sponsors real fast?
Absolutely.
And so, I have a whole list of sponsors that are vendor sponsors, and I'll talk about them here in just a minute. But Renewal by Anderson has reached out to us, and they have been so great. It's so fun to look. It's a nationwide company, and they do all your window needs, and so, which I think is really fun, but they're going to be there and joining us.
Good.
Yeah, I'm That'll really excited. Cool. We also have quite a few.
Tickets are still available.
Okay, perfect.
That one didn't come through properly. 417.
They wanted to know when Good Morning Ozarks was on. That's
or over.
Or over.
417-334-5532. Two tickets with your BMD bucks and a lot of fun here this morning.
You started to say.
I was just going to talk about some of we have vendor sponsors. So throughout the time that we're prepping for Market Days, we have a list of vendors that end up donating, whether it's a gift certificate, whether it's a specific prize or whatever. So we've been giving over, we've done three giveaways now with over $350 worth of prizes. And we've done two already. We have one more left that will end on Thursday. But we have a list of amazing vendors. They'll be on our website. I'm sorry, not on our website. They'll be on social media. Right? Yeah, they'll be on our social media tomorrow.
So the giveaways are on social media that you've been talking about.
Yes. Okay. And so those are all done. We have one more coming up that'll open up tonight. And I know it includes four other vendors that, and so, and I'll give the list here in just a second.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
No, Jenna, I want to talk about the cute little shirts when I picked them up. The printer said, "Oh, it's so cute."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So this is the first time I'm wearing pink.
You're going to wear it?
You're wearing pink?
Of course. Baseball players do it when it's Mother's Day.
Okay.
Oh, and this is kind of like.
Did you get a big enough one for him?
Oh, Daddy.
That hurt. Well, I guarantee the clothes in your closet will fit me.
I'm sure they will.
It's Good Morning Ozark.
I would have asked the same thing about me.
88.1 FM. Jenna, we have another guest at 7:30.
So this is going to be awkward if I'm still sitting here.
Well, that'll be by phone.
So you'll cut me off.
And you had one more thing you wanted to mention.
I won't have to cut you off. Is that board over there?
Herb wouldn't do that to me.
He might not. He might cut me off and let you talk. All right, Keith.
All right, you wanted to say something else. You said you'll say in just a minute. It had to do with the vendors.
I have 12 different vendors. And so when I promote that, there are vendor sponsors. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them. I won't go through the 12 list, but they will be on our Facebook page. They'll be promoted. Each name is on their booth. And so I'd have a little tag that says vendor sponsor. Or I think it even says awesome sponsor is actually what it is. So just make sure to check them out.
All right. Tell me how to get to your social media.
All right. It's easy. Branson Market Days.
Okay.
And so we're on Instagram and on Facebook. Follow us on both.
Okay. And your main website?
BransonMarketDays.com.
Very good.
And Friday, Saturday, both days we open at 10. We will have so much fun. I don't think you'll want to miss it.
I don't think so either. Kathy has a niece coming down from Omaha.
Oh, nice.
It's coming specially this weekend for it.
That's awesome.
So it ought to be fun. So if you've got folks coming in out of town, Branson Market Day is a great thing to do on Friday and Saturday.
Awesome.
At the convention center.
Get on your email. And I'll tell you what, the nice thing about the convention center, rain, snow, sleet, hail, we're inside.
Oh,
I have a good idea that we're not going to have snow this Friday and Saturday.
I think you're right. You know what? I forgot. When you come in that main entrance on the south side, Zanescapes, the garden center at Zanescapes.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be there. They're decorating everything in the front for us, and so they'll have plants, flowers, everything for sale as well.
Very good.
And they are decorating around the 1947 Chevrolet pickup truck. There's always some kind of a vintage piece of equipment there.
Yeah.
It's all set up very, very nice.
So absolutely. Where did that truck come from? That's pretty cool.
It came from a gentleman who restores cars.
Really?
And has
a year younger than me.
Yeah. Now, Jana, before I let you go, yes. I want to say something from your dad.
Okay.
When Mom and I were talking about having children.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I said, honey, what would you like, a boy or a girl? She said, I'd like a girl.
Well, you think you had a pick?
Well, it depends on who you read. Right? Jana, you've done a good job with your mom. I appreciate your hard work and effort y'all put into this. I couldn't do it, okay? So I want to be
I hear a big amen from
he's like,
house?
I'm like, hey. I know you heard it.
Yeah, so anyway.
He couldn't even get all the words out.
I
just went,
I'm stuttering now, okay? So last chance, two tickets, Branson Market Days. With some BMD bucks, 417-334-5532. We're running a little late, but wrap up, Keith, with Jana.
Well, there you go. It's the 7th annual Branson Market Days at the Convention Center in downtown Branson. It is Friday and Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock, 10 to 5 on Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday. A lot of activity, a lot of fun, some food, and plenty to decorate your patio like my wife has done. So make sure you attend.
Thank you so much.
Jana, thank you. You do a great job.
Well, thank you.
You and your mama get kudos.
Thank you. We're a good team. Yes. Thank you.
So great team.
What about Poppy's Gone Nuts? What do I get?
We promoted you.
I haven't seen any Poppy's Gone Nuts. We did promote him, and he's been promising us samples, Jana.
You'll get samples, and they'll be here before I leave on Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. When do I leave?
Tomorrow's your last day, so you better bring them.
That's right.
You better bring them.
Branson
tomorrow.
Market Days at the Convention Center. Don't miss it. One more set of tickets left, 417-334-5532. Over to my buddy Keith.
All right, it's 7:31. Glad that you're with us here at the Roundtable. We'll be right back in just a moment.